USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
What's going on now is the single greatest scam in the history of American politics.
President Trump bypassing the mainstream media and records a video in the Rose Garden. He puts it out on his Twitter feed, speaking directly to his 65 million followers.
We're fighting to drain the swamp, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And you see why we have to do it, because our country is at stake like never before.
The president fighting back against Democrats who want to impeach him.
It's all very simple. They're trying to stop me because I'm fighting for you, and I'll never let that happen.
And former New York City mayor and President Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani, a guest on ABC's This Week program, asked by host George Stephanopoulos if he will come to Capitol Hill if asked to testify by Adam Schiff.
Of course I'll testify, even though I think Adam Schiff is an illegitimate chairman.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
In USA News for Your Health Now, do you eat lots of red meat? Or are you a vegetarian? Well, the answer in the latest results of a new Gallup survey. USA Radio's John Clemens reports there's a political hook to the story, too. Also, does race play a role?
The quick answer is 9% for non-white Americans, while the answer for white Americans stands at 3% who describe themselves as vegetarian. Gallup also found 11% of self-identified liberals are vegetarian, compared to 2% for those with opinions opposite of liberals. 3% of the self-identified moderates are vegetarian. Here's another finding from Gallup. Only 2% of adults over 55 adhere to a vegetarian diet, compared to 8% of 18 to 34-year-olds. Plant-based diets or meat alternatives have been featured in some recent high-profile forums, including menus for fast food restaurants.
That's USA Radio's John Clemens reporting. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
There's a new tool on the Uber app aimed at keeping you safer. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Uber has added a 911 button to its app that will allow riders to quietly send a message to emergency personnel. Also, riders can opt to use a four-number PIN that will verify driver and rider before the ride leaves. And there is now also bike lane alerts to make sure you don't step out into a biking zone. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The trial of a former Dallas police officer, a white woman who shoots and kills her black neighbor, continues this week. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
31-year-old Amber Geiger, who's white, is on trial for murder after fatally shooting 26-year-old Botham Jean, an accountant who was alone in his apartment when she came through his front door. On Friday, Geiger testified she mistook Jean's fourth-floor apartment for her own, which is one floor below. She said she parked on the wrong level of the apartment complex, walked into the unlocked door thinking it was her own. She says she then killed Jean in self-defense, mistakenly thinking he was a burglar in her apartment. Geiger telling the jury she hates herself every day because of what happened. The jury will consider whether Geiger is guilty of murder, a lesser crime such as manslaughter, or criminally negligent homicide, or if she's not guilty at all. Testimony will resume on Monday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.